Hey, how's this? Aloha Got Soul is a multifaceted portal into Hawaii culture. A blog, SoundCloud mixes, DJ events, a record label, and a party pop-up that was recently received warmly in Japan. This is Aloha Got Soul. And Roger Bong is the purveyor of these entertainments. He's mining a particular segment of local culture to do it. Aloha, Roger.
Aloha, thanks. Purveyor, I like that.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to stick with that one.
Okay. Founder, owner, et cetera, of Aloha Got Soul. And so tell us, Roger, what originally got you started on local music of the 70s and 80s?
Yeah. Speaking of Japan, it was actually a Japanese DJ named DJ Muro, who's famous throughout the world for hip-hop and DJ mixes that he does. And he did one in particular in 2009 called Hawaiian Breaks, where he featured all kind of, like, it was an hour's worth of local funk and soul music that started off with Mike Lundy, went into Aura, Lemuria, Mackie Fury's on there, Mel Kabang, like all kinds of people. Yeah, but it when I heard that, I was like, I had no idea who these artists were. And I was like, wow, it's from Hawaii. That's crazy. So I looked further into it. And that's how I got into the music.
Terrific. Okay, now you're talking about a period of music that a lot of people listening right now were not here for. So let's give them a taste, maybe.
Sure, yeah. Phase 7 was one of the bands that was during this era where Lemuria, Aura, Mike Lundy, et cetera, were playing. And they actually performed just last Saturday at the 70s nightclub reunion. But they were
getting to be a thing, guys.
Yeah, it's like it's the revival, right? The 70s revival. So shout out to Phase 7. But they represent this like funky R&B disco sound that came out of Hawaii. It was being performed by local bands in nightclubs in Waikiki. If you can imagine, Kalakaua Avenue used to be a place where you could drive down, park your car on the Ave, and then just hop nightclub to nightclub and just hear live music. So let's listen to Phase 7.
Right? It's a little Tower of Power. It's a little Chicago,
Latin. Brazilian.
And then this guy starts singing. He sounds local.
Yeah, he is. I think a song was written by a guitarist named Les Fernandez, who's in the band. Yeah, but they did. Phase 7 did an album in 1980 called Playtime, and it's all originals.
Oh,
and so that's an original song written by one of the musicians. But yeah, isn't it good? Isn't it feel good? It sounds great. If you hear it, you might not think it's from Hawaii. I don't know if it's just me.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely kind of got the idioms of that period. I'll say that for it.
Absolutely.
And so that's a great taste of one part of Hawaii music a lot of people never noticed.
Yeah. It's just below the surface.
Mm-hmm.
If you look a little deeper, you'll find that there's all these musicians who exist in all kinds of so-called categories or genres, right? And so we not only have here in Hawaii this like disco, funk, soul spectrum, but there's all sorts of other music that's happening outside of what we all know being played on the radio today, which is, traditional Hawaiian music. Yeah, that's all great. And it's very well represented, but there's plenty more.
Like what?
There's a lot of electronic, new age, ambient musicians who are doing some really interesting things with technology, synthesizers, computers, but maybe they haven't had their chance to reach as many listeners as they can.
How would they have found them? So, would they say? What do they sound like? Do they sound local?
You know, I would say that's the thing I'm trying to put my finger on, right? Is everybody asks me, like, why, what is this sound? What is in this sound that makes it from Hawaii? And I'm still trying to figure that out, just like I'm still trying to figure out what Aloha Got Soul as a whole really encompasses.
Uh-huh.
But there's one artist in particular who I'm working with to do something early next year, and he goes by the name Moonbath. And he does a lot of curious, interesting, sometimes strange, like soothing soundscapes, very new agey, as you might imagine, like the 1980s,
really?
1990s had new agey stuff. But
okay.
It's from now. It's 2017. So maybe we could listen to that. It's much different than Phase 7.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Uh-huh.
It builds. It's a long track. It's maybe 7 or 8 minutes.
Right. It's very, a genre of music.
Very different from the 3 or 4 minute format of a disco track or something. But it's made here from Hawaii and
happening now.
It's happening now. Yeah.
Hmm.
So
let's see. So this is the kind of music, maybe a musician like this working off somewhere in left field, it would seem, you could lift it up and bring them into a fold, like with other musicians from Hawaii.
Yeah, absolutely.
Huh.
And so over the years, I've been running Aloha Got Soul as a blog since for the past 7 or 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And over that time, I've built an audience internationally who follow what I'm doing. And so,
really? Is that why you were so successful in Japan? That's what got me onto you, especially this time around, was your success with that pop-up in Japan.
You.
People loved it.
Thank you. We had a great turnout at an event we did in Japan. It was 2 events in 1 day. We went to this place called Beams in Harajuku, and they're a great big retailer, really well-known in Japan. But a friend of mine networked that and hooked that all up, and then we went to a nightclub later that evening and spun until we DJed until 5 a.m.
Oh.
And there was people at both events. It was packed. So we're definitely going back next year.
Oh my gosh.
Japan. Yeah.
Okay, so you're dealing with music of the 70s, 80s and maybe obscure pieces all the way through until the present.
Yeah. There's no limit, I would say.
Oh man. Yeah. Are there other genres of music that we really should know about here?
You know, that's a great question, and I think we're going to shed some light on it. But I feel like maybe for the past 30-some years, there's been too much focus on it, like a few particular kinds of genres.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's time to open the doors back up and let people know throughout the world that we're doing all kinds of stuff, all kinds of music, but also people from Hawaii that anything's possible.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, you've got a harpist as our last chance to listen.
Yeah.
Momi?
Momi. Her name is Momi. She released 2 albums in the early 1980s with full bands. They're beautiful. She's playing the harp. She's singing. They're all original songs, her own poetry. Let's listen to that really quick.
This, I'm telling you, and this poor artist made it 15, 20 years ago and thought, aw.
Yeah.
And here you are, Roger.
Yeah. So Momi and I, we're gonna bring her back into the studio later this year and do some more recordings, some new recordings, maybe of her original work or old work that she recorded in the past. But those albums in particular were interesting because they had people like Jerry Bird on it. I think Henry Capono played with her, Kevin I, a lot of musicians who were very well established, and Momi did some beautiful music, but today it exists in this format that's very out of reach for everybody around the world. You know, the record's been out of print for a very long time.
Could we find more sound files, I guess, where on the Aloha Got Soul website?
Yeah, alohagotsoul.com is where everything exists. Up until this point, I think I've done about 8 releases, working with different artists mostly from the funk and soul genre, but also electronic new age. So alohagotsoul.com.
Yeah. Funk and soul are so big here. They always have been.
Yeah.
I think of Eva Beach. We got it going with your website. Thank you so much, Roger.
Thank you.
It's been so much fun. All right. Roger Bong is the owner, founder of Aloha Got Soul. Find them online. Or find links at the Conversation Facebook page.